Hello and welcome to my Holistic Circle. My name is Angel Quintana, your Holistic Business Coach, and today we have our very first Feng Shui expert on the call tonight, and her name is Christine Beauvais. Christine's mission is to empower women to embrace their core essence with confidence to illuminate home, mind, and body. She helps highly successful women allow their creative energies to flow into their environments, images, and mindsets to improve confidence, bring clarity to their future, and set them up for success. Now that sounds juicy! Okay, I have been a long fan of Feng Shui, and I'm not an expert, but I have read some books, and I'm sure so many people on the call tonight would love to know more about how Feng Shui can help them and their business. So, actually, before we do that, I want you to tell us about yourself. What am I doing? I want to know some stuff about you. How'd you get into this? How'd you get into Feng Shui?
Great. Well, thanks for having me, Angela. I'm excited to be here and excited to be talking to your listeners. And let me share that my journey to Feng Shui was not something that I had any clue about. I had a background design in high school where I was into art and fashion and interior design, and I wanted to pursue my dream to go to FIT, but I just didn't really feel like I had the confidence to do that. And so with that lack of confidence, I chose not to follow my dream, and I went to school, Iona College in New Rochelle, and I graduated with a speech pathology degree, and was a speech teacher for a year. And after working a year, while you thought it was the most rewarding job, I didn't feel that it really honored who I was. So I took a risk and thought, I want to work in Manhattan. I want that, you know, Manhattan lifestyle and, you know, the excitement. And I ventured into the corporate world. And for 6 years, I worked in Manhattan, still unhappy in my career, still disappointed that I couldn't find a career that excited me, that made me feel good. Working in the corporate world was like, why am I working for people who don't care and appreciate who you are and what you do? And the time that I was in Manhattan, I spent a lot of time networking and going to coaching workshops and all over and trying to find someone tell me what the purpose was. Someone to give me guidance. And I just couldn't get an answer. I even, like, signed up for how to start your own business. The problem was I didn't know what I wanted to do. And when I finally gave up and I just couldn't take it anymore, and I remember this one night coming home just so devastated about not getting another job, and I was so stuck in my job crying every day. And I just remember sitting on the couch, and there was a little book on Feng Shui, and I thought, I wonder if this could be a career. And I had a friend who was very spiritual, and I started talking to her, and she said, no, look for school. She's like, go for it. I know it, you know, it doesn't make sense, but just try it. And I started searching, and I came home one night. I went to the Learning Annex, and I actually took a class on Feng Shui, and I was like, wow, this is really great. And I came home, and there was a school in Edgewater, New Jersey, that I called the day, and the funny thing was, my friend left me a voicemail that said, I found a school for you, and it was a school in Edgewater, New Jersey, that I was just about to call, so I knew right then and there I was on the right track, and she said, well, you know, the program started, but I have no problem with you starting next week if you want to sign up right now, and I remember it being the easiest thing. I signed up, I walked into that first weekend, and I knew at that moment that I had finally found my passion. And that's where the journey began.
I love it. Okay, first of all, I have to touch upon the fact that you are a speech teacher. Like, you teach people how to, like, do, like, speaking in front of people?
I was helping young children who have articulation problems and speech impediments. So I worked with the handicapped population, and it was very challenging. But, yes, it was all about them how to enhance their speaking and, you know, working with children who didn't even really have the ability to speak. It was a very challenging career.
Aww. And you're still helping others, so that's wonderful. Okay, so I'm loving the fact that you know, this happens a lot with my clients. I mean, I have tons of people, I actually have tons of friends in my life that don't love their jobs. Like, probably the majority of them, and I don't think that they've even tried to figure out what that life purpose is. I think that that is a struggle for many of us as we, you know, try to go out on our own. We don't feel like confident enough that we know enough to actually start doing something. And so I just find it fascinating that, you know, it was literally using your awareness, like a book that was already sitting in your house, and it was just like, what is this book? And then picking it up and then having it be that easy that you can just literally, how soon after did you, that you saw the book to you enrolling in that school?
Pretty much in a couple of weeks.
Wow, that's amazing. It's a very similar story to me with holistic health. I mean, literally it was like me reading a bunch of books on, you know, nutrition and stuff. And then my girlfriend going, you know, have you ever looked into, you know, being a holistic health practitioner? And then like the next day I'm like, what's that? And then the next day I'm enrolled in a school suddenly. Everyone's like, huh? So it just happens so naturally like that. So that's great. So, okay, so tell us a little bit about feng shui, because I know there's, it's like a science. Is it like an astrology thing, or, you know, how do you define it really?
Well, you know, basically feng shui is over 5,000 years old, and it's basically the understanding of how your environment reflects what's going on in your life. So if you think about it, we choose where we're going to live and how to decorate it. And so that's all an expression of ourselves. And for some of us, it's holding ourselves back from really expressing our style, because maybe we're afraid that we don't know how to work color, or we're afraid to really put up the things that we really like. Or sometimes we have people where it's just all about clutter, and, you know, they don't know how to get rid of it. And it's because we have some emotional attachment to it. So what feng shui does, it looks at your home, and it's kind of taking this simple bagua, which is an eight-sided map that basically you lay down over your floor plan, and it sections off certain areas of your home, saying career, relationship, family, health, and that's just one tool of feng shui. There's so many things. You can look at directions. You can look at the seasons, the elements. There's so many components of it. I like to keep it just very simple with the bagua. But it really is, to me, a just simple map to help you look at who you are, where you are, and to make sure that your environment is truly supporting you. Because when you're in your home for 8 hours, 9 hours a day, if it's not supporting you, then it's causing a problem. And it could be your health, it could be your career, it could be your relationship. So in feng shui, we're looking at the home and we're really setting it up so that it's honoring who you are, it's supporting you and all your loved ones in there, so that you can really enjoy life and be healthy and vibrant and happy.
So this is perfect because, you know, a lot of us, you know, small business owners, new entrepreneurs, I mean, we're at home. We're sitting at home in our home office. Some of us have to go to a cafe because they've got other people in the house working from home and it's too noisy. But for the people that are actually working from home, I mean, this is a great aspect that they can implement with a few strategies, right? Implementing some feng shui strategies into their house and really start maybe attracting clients or improving relationships or making more money. I mean, is that where you're going with all this, with the bagua?
Absolutely. I help clients from everything to avoiding foreclosure, getting pregnant, improving their business, finding their dream job. I mean, it's always unique, which is so much exciting when I do get to work with clients, because every time I go in, lots of times people will be telling me, well, this is my problem, but once I get in there, I always see that that's not really the issue, it's something else. And it's that aha moment that gets so exciting. It's that moment when the client looks at me and goes, either, oh, I didn't know I was doing it, or, you know, Christine, I just needed you to give me permission.
Well, can you give us an example of that?
Gosh, you know, it's really funny, but one of my very earlier clients, we were in her home, and we were going through the closet, and she just had all this stuff that she would buy on sale. And she would say to me, Well, you know, it was just such a good price, and I thought somebody needed it, so I felt I needed to buy it. And she said, you know, my granddaughter comes over and sometimes brings her friends over and goes, what do you need? I'll get it out of my grandma's closet. Quite funny, because I got her to see, I'm like, but are you taking care of yourself? You know, why are you buying this for everyone else? And why do you have to, take on everybody else's stuff? And it was really interesting because the significant piece was we were in her son's bedroom, who had not been living there for 4 years. And she was still having it set up exactly how it was. And she told me, I don't really sleep in my bedroom with this beautiful, she was a former cop too. She had a beautiful like canopy bed and this beautiful bedroom. She goes, I always sleep in here. And I'm like, why? And she's like, because I don't want to mess up my room. It's too beautiful. And but the real truth was she had a lot of pain about her relationship with her son. Aww. And how it's not developing. And, you know, we got to see that it was really important for her to let go of, you know, all the pain that she had, but let go of his room and turn it into a craft room. And, you know, she broke down in tears. And she was just like, you don't know what you're doing for me, but this is the most powerful thing to really help me. And it began to heal the relationship once she let go of it and realized that, you know, I have to move on. He actually called her back and started to rebuild their relationship again. So it's so powerful because we don't see what we're doing. And I am just another set of eyes with compassionate heart to show you what you're not seeing and just say, it's okay. Let's shift it. Let's change this.
So really, people hire you not even knowing that that's going to happen. Or is that what's happening? I mean, they're hiring you. What is the problem that they're usually coming to first before the real problem gets solved?
You know, it depends. It could be money. It could be frustrations with their career, their relationship. Some people who really understand it, they get it. And they say to me, you know, I know that, you know, I know that I'm holding on to this stuff for a reason, but I can't get rid of it. Other people are just so confused. They're so frustrated. I think lots of times people come to me as the last resort because they've tried everything. Where a client who was about to be foreclosed on, who was divorced, the divorce was over, but the house needed to be sold. And she discovered that the husband really wasn't doing anything. And she was in tears because she had to go to court that day. And she looked at me and just said, could you help me? And I said, sure, you know, let's do a clearing and let's start doing this. And I immediately gave her some things to start doing, changing her intentions. And about a week later, we went over, we cleared the space, and we realized the emotional attachment that she had. She needed to get a buyer to buy at the exact price she needed. And it was within 3 months. You know, the judge extended their time, gave her 3 more months, and said, that's it. If you don't sell, you're being foreclosed on. We got 3 buyers. The last buyer paid in cash at the exact amount. So her and her ex-husband walked away free. But there was a lot of emotional stuff that needed to be cleared mm-hmm. and detached. And to tell you the truth, one of the things I see significantly when houses can't sell is always an energetic space clearing that really detaches the owners from the home. Has been the most success I've had to sell a home. I've learned that successful clients are people who show up and who are willing to do the work. Some people, you know, say to me, I didn't see results, but they'll get it 6 months or a year later. I've seen that happen. But it's really, I've always looked at it. I study my clients really carefully, and I see that the ones who come to me and they know exactly what they want and they're ready to change it and they don't want to hold back, wow, those are the ones that I see miracles happening. I don't want to even say miracles. It's just that when they show up, and they make the phone call, Angela. I can't tell you how many times it's the phone call that starts it off. And a client will call like a week later and be like, why is all this happening? And I'm like, calm down. You told the universe you want to change. And it's doing exactly all that. And I said, once we get there, everything will settle in its place. And then they realize it.
Yeah, actually, that's so funny that you say that, because I had a client who, you know, she kept saying, you know, I'm ready to start a business. I want you to help me get going, all this stuff. And I'm like, I know, let's do it. Let's get on, you know. She's like, well, I'm applying for this part-time job and I just want to see if I get it because that would really help me tide me over. And I'm like, okay, thinking to myself, well, you've already told the universe that you're ready to start a business. So I don't want to burst your bubble, but you're probably not going to get the job, you know, because you've already set your intention that you're here to do bigger and better things. And, you know, the universe can only hand you what you want. So interesting. So what do you find are like the biggest misconceptions around feng shui and the power of the powers of it?
Well, that's great. What you said was a really great way to segue into that question, because what people think is they read the book and they go, oh, well, I put, you know, this in my corner and, you know, my Romeo is going to show up any day now. And, you know, or it's all voodoo, it's all magic. And the real traditional feng shui, which some people in the Western culture can't concept, is it could be coming off as like voodoo and, you know, potions and stuff. That's the very traditional. But it really isn't voodoo. It's simply understanding that we're going to change your room around, but just changing your room around is not enough. We have to look at your mindset. We have to look at what your intention is. So if you are looking for a relationship, which, you know, everyone's always talking about, if your house is set up for one person and it's not welcoming somebody else, what is that saying? You know? So when you go and you make those changes, you want to go out and you want to buy furniture or decor that you feel good about, that you're excited about, but you're also, you're setting your intention that you believe it's going to happen, that you believe this beautiful relationship is going to come into your life. So you're working on two levels. You can't just, you know, change the desk around and then do nothing and expect that customers are just going to find you just because you rearranged your desk. You have to do it with intention. You have to understand why you're doing it, why you created the problem, and how you're going to change it. And then when you're affirming it to the universe because you're taking action, you're saying, I'm no longer going to stay in this single mindset. I believe I'm going to have a relationship. So I start preparing my home. I start acting like I'm living with someone, and that you're affirming it and you're in that energy. So it changes things faster.
Very cool. Very cool. So I know that you discovered feng shui through the book, but was there people in your life that were using it, or what made you even buy that book to begin with?
I actually had been going to a chiropractor, and she had somebody come in to speak about it. And so it sounded really interesting, and I remember getting the book and then doing a little bit to my home and then, you know, noticing that I had generated an ex-boyfriend. He's ex now. But I did, you know, generate my love into my life. But it was really funny because the job that I was working at was so toxic in the department I was in. And we had to have this one day where we were doing little lectures. And it was like a little mini teaching day. And I actually took a piece on feng shui in a chapter in the book about feng shui your office, because I used to have to go set up all the new employees who came in and set up their desks and everything. And I would always be looking at it and be like, God, these cubicles are so boring and ugly. And so I really started to get into that and not realizing what I was doing and how important I saw about the environment of the office. I remember making up a little section in our office, because everyone liked to read, where it was take a book, leave a book. And so everybody would bring in their old books that they were done with, and they would put them in this corner, and people would have another book to read. We're all commuting to the city, reading on the train. But it was also a solution to clear out your clutter and also to pass along the books to other people. So I was kind of doing this, not aware that I was kind of doing feng shui. And I think the exciting part about it was spiritual part, when I got the analytical piece that I love so much.
So is that something that they taught at the school, the spiritual part of it?
Absolutely. We learned all different formats for the first year of feng shui, from the astrology piece to four pillars to directions to Qigong. I mean, our teacher really let us get to see all the different levels of Chinese, you know, feng shui, Qigong, all those elements, and then said, you know, you go with what resonates with you. So when we advanced on to the next level, we refined it more and worked with, for me, it was more the intuitive feng shui that resonated with me mostly.
Intuitive. That's so cool. You know, that's interesting because, you know, when I work with clients one-on-one, I'm always letting them know that the power is not just in the information that you have to share with others, but how you share it with others, like putting your twist on it or putting your stamp on it. So it sounds like feng shui already comes with this, this spiritual enlightenment side. Because I, for example, like when I'm working with a nutritionist or a holistic health practitioner, it's like you can give everybody the facts. You can, you know, this is how many servings of this, take this supplement, do these exercises, do all these things. But it is that mindset that without that, if you can't give your client the mindset to make those changes and to take that advice, you really can't help them. So I think having that spin on, you know, how you get people to resonate with the tools that you're about to give them is one of the most important aspects in holistic business. Would you think so?
Yes, I agree.
Cool. So let's hear some cool success stories. I'm like so jazzed up to hear how you've found somebody's husband or made them $1 million. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's funny because I shared a couple, but I was thinking about a client of mine. So I went to her house, and she had a beautiful home, and she was ready to find a great relationship. But in the area that she was living in, it was mostly families and everything, and she just couldn't find anything. So probably about the first month, you know, the first time I went there, we focused on the feng shui. We shifted some things around. She saw some changes. Had a promotion at her job, and actually what she found out was that she was one of those people where they knew that she was going to be laid off and in a couple of months. So she still was a little bit struggling and unsure what she wanted, and she said, you know, could you do a space clearing? And I said, yeah, sure, you know. She decided that she wanted to sell the house. And can't believe it. She sold that house within probably 2 months, and this is when the market was down. You know, she sold it within 2 months. She moved to Tennessee, bought a house to be near her mom, found a job within 3 months of being down there, and then found a guy that she couldn't even, I can't even explain the words, but it was probably her ideal mate. That she would never even imagine. And it's about 2 years later, and she is the happiest she can be. And the reason why I know this is because a friend of mine is friends with her and says, we've met him, and we've never seen her, Cindy, so happy as she has been in years with this guy. And I think about it, and it's just amazing that, again, we were there, we did the feng shui. A couple of months later, she was like, you know what, I'm really ready to move. Went back, we did a clearing, and then boom, everything took off. And she had no, this is what I love, Angel, it's that she didn't have a plan to really move. She didn't know it was going to happen, but all these things lined up. And with my work and the work we were doing together, she was able to get out of her own way, remove those old beliefs, and take the risk and move down to Tennessee with no clue of if she was going to like it or what was going to happen. Find a job that she loves, and then find her true soulmate.
That's such a... I hope she gave you a good testimonial, because that's just such a good little heart-throbbing story. See, I got a little Southern there, you know, for my Tennessee folks. So this is all super clear, super cool, and I want to know more about, you know, how we can utilize this in our holistic business. I mean, how can feng shui really help us make more money, grow our business, any hot tips you want to give us for clearing our space or clutter?
Absolutely, and it was really funny because this morning I happened to, you know, I have lots of colleagues, feng shui colleagues, and I was reading someone's article this morning, which, you know, I love the tip that she was talking about that I always talk about too. But one of the most important things that I see people do is they say, I'm going to start a new business. Okay, so you set up an office at home. But they don't put the new energy in. They've still got their old books from whatever career they were pursuing or what they were going to do. And when you're sitting at your desk, and here you are, you've got this dream, you've got this new vision to start this new business. So let's say it's a holistic coaching business. And you're getting frustrated, and all you're looking at every day is these old books of your past. You're literally holding yourself back. And you maybe got the same pens and the paper and maybe the same calendar from your old work, or you brought all that stuff home from your old job and you dumped it into the
Okay, you just, I'm red flagged here. Like, I remember I, like, stole a stapler from my old cubicle job in my 20s and took some stolen Post-it notes, and I, you know, was starting my first business, like, 12 years ago. I'm, like, guilty. Sorry, though, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but.
But I think that's true evidence, right? So, you gotta say to yourself, look, if I expect myself to be a different person and to be creating this new career, then, you know, I got to show up as who I am and who I want to be. So that means the things around you have to change. You have to set it up for success, but they have to excite you. They have to keep you going. Because, you know, as I know, when you're building your own business, it's not easy. You're going to have days when things don't go well. You're going to have times when you're struggling. But if you're sitting in an office, and when you're just about to have your breakdown and you look up and there's that quote that says, don't you dare give up, that inspires you. So when you're setting up your office, you clean it out. Anything that does not energize you, support you, honor who you are and where you're going, goodbye. Out the door. And that's my rule for decluttering. If you haven't used it in a year, get rid of it. If you're still in question, put it on a shelf, give yourself an expiration date of 30 days. If you don't use it in 30 days, pass it along to somebody. You want to create the space for who you are and where you're going. You want to write a book, then you take a book and you design a cover. If the book is going to be about you, you put the title on it. If you want to create a CD, I had tons of clients who write music. I always tell them, get the CDs, design a cover, you know, make your album, put it on your desk. I want it in the corner because I want you looking at it every day. Or if you think you want it to go platinum or win an award, then create it. Create that box. Create the frame. Put it up on the wall and put it in front of you. The things that you see that are in front of you represent your future. The things that are behind you, like your certificates and awards, they should be behind you because you've already accomplished them. So when you're setting up your office, when you're setting up your desk, accomplishments are behind you. What's in front of you is either whatever your goal is, your vision board, or your calendar, or whatever you're trying to aim should be in front of you that inspires you and gets you moving forward.
That's so cool because the things that I always help my clients with is get your website up, make it your homepage. You better love visiting your website because if you don't love visiting it, no one else is going to love visiting it. So you have to love your website if you want to take your business seriously. So I think there's a lot of similarities, which I know that we already have these similarities because we have goodies to share at the end of this call. So I hope that everybody's staying tuned for the end because we got some goodies to share with you as we continue on this feng shui journey with Christine. So, okay, so that decluttering, I loved all the ideas for certifications being in the back of you. So if you're going to hang your certification on the wall, it should be in the back of you so that you're facing maybe your inspirational quote, your dream board, just whatever you want to see for the future. So what you're looking towards, is that right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And then, okay, so that's home, so that's office. Is there other things that you do to help, you know, get the office going?
I mean, there's so many other things one of the probably the most important things is how you place your desk. Desk position is very key in feng shui because you want to be in that command position. You want to be able to see the door with a solid wall behind you because you want to feel relaxed and calm but in control. And it's a challenge because in most home offices, you'll see if you sign up for my my video tips on my website, you'll see I do a little tip video on the home office, which the most common home office now are the built-in shelves where you're facing the wall and people can't see what's going on. And my solution is, if that's your case, you put up a little mirror, you know, like the ones in our car, the rearview mirrors above your computer or on the computer. And what it does is that you can see what's going on behind you, so you become calm and you become relaxed. But that's probably the most important thing. And get yourself a nice desk. I mean, I know it's hard in the beginning because you don't have a nice, you know, budget. But truly, if you're aiming to be that six-figure business, you're training to be, you know, really seen as an expert, then you need to have a good, solid desk. You know, so it should be, we prefer wood in feng shui. I've seen a lot of glass. Glass represents water. It's not very sturdy. It's not very grounding. Wood is probably the best desk that you can get. And a good solid chair. You know, treat yourself to have, you know, you can spend a couple $100, Crate and Barrel, even IKEA, but start off with a good desk because you're going to feel more energized than some wimpy little desk or some computer desk. It's something simple as that to be your main focus.
Yeah, it's funny. When we were having that conversation a couple weeks ago about chair. So I kind of just want you to touch upon this. So we don't have to go deep because I know that there's just so much information to feng shui. But when we were talking and you were like, oh, you know, you're definitely a water wood. Can you just like maybe touch upon like what that is and why that's important to know when somebody's working with you?
There's a couple ways that I work with people. Sometimes I'll do their astrology based on their birthday from the feng shui perspective. It will give me some elements of water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. Sometimes I could just be having a conversation and I can hear the characteristics of a water person, a wood person, a fire person. And when we were talking, you were saying how, you know, you don't always like to sit at a desk. Sometimes you want to go work in the living room or sometimes you want to go here. So immediately, I can tell, and just from our conversations, I know you have a lot of creative energy. So, somebody who has a lot of creative energy, who's like a water person or a wood person, doesn't want to be at their desk. They can't stand that constraint, you know, holding them back. They want to be able to express themselves. So they might want to go sit in the corner or sit on the lawn because that's where they tap into all this creative energy. And I say to them, well, go do that. But I still need you to have a desk in your office for other things that have to get done, like admin work. But when it comes to your creativity, your environment really energizes you. So if you need to be sitting in the field or some people need to be listening to music, that's so important. Honor it. Because what I teach my clients is I understand that you are an individual and I'm customizing your home who you are. So I want to fit your lifestyle. So when they tell me they don't like something, then I understand that's just not their personality. And I use the five elements to really structure them. And then I know I've got a water person. She likes to work at night. Fine. That those are, you know, when she wants to work. But she needs to work in a big open room and throw out her crayons and, you know, start drawing and everything. By using those elements, that's how I can say to a client, okay, I get it. So we'll set your office up here, we'll put this here, but you're going to do your creative work down here. Mm-hmm. So tapping into somebody's personality traits, their style, through the elements, helps me to really put them in the best placement to really support their energy.
Okay, I got two questions for you. So, first of all, when are you writing a book on this? Because I have purchased many feng shui books over my lifetime because I'm extremely interested in this topic. Clearly, the books that I have purchased, some of them are easy to read, some of them are very technical, you know, diagrams and like the whole thing. And then I just go, okay, I'm not ready for that. You know, so I think, you know, everything you're saying is making sense. I mean, this is the whole thing that I try to teach my clients is that, you know, your business is about helping others. It's not really about, you know, they don't really care about you. They care about what you can do for them. So it's like if somebody would write a book on how I could figure out if I was a creative wood person, whatever, and then I could read that section and know that, you know, kind of validate, like, it's okay that you have a different, you know, you can work in the kitchen one day and, you know, the living room the next, whatever. I think that there's so much there. So any plans for a book?
Not at the moment. Not at the moment. I like teaching.
Cool.
I enjoy that more because sometimes I find with a book, and this is why, you know, people come to me all the time, but the book says this, it's that we can't customize it in the book. We can't customize to really what your style is. And that's why I so enjoy, you know, the talks and the conversations and being one-on-one with the clients, because it allows me to customize it. But I understand your pain in reading those books, because a lot of times so many people are writing it trying to put you into this puzzle. You know, trying to put the circle into the square, and you keep doing it over and over, and that's not the way we are. It's understanding that, you know, we have to customize our style. We have to personalize it. And that's the fun part that I get to give clients so much when I'm working with them, to really say, okay, that's your style, so let's figure out how to work it in. And they go, yeah, thanks.
So does that work with, like, fashion and stuff, too? Like, when you're getting to, like, can you feng shui fashion?
Absolutely. You know, it's really funny. Fashion was something that is always, you know, design and growing up, my mom always, you know, had a big importance on decorating my room and keeping it pretty. I was the only girl with three boys. So I was always dressed, and it was very natural to me. So when people can't figure it out, I was like, well, what's the problem, you know? Why can't you, you know, see your style? And I didn't understand it because it's so intuitive to me. But a couple of years ago, I found a woman who literally was doing fashion feng shui. And she literally took the principles of feng shui and applied them to the wardrobe. And I love the program. I got certified, and I now offer fashion feng shui. And I love it because what I have done is when I worked with a client in their home, I'm starting to pick up their style. I'm starting to get them comfortable with expressing it, knowing who they are. It gives them confidence. They've got a home. They got their foundation set. Now, maybe they're in the business world, so let's say it's like you're new client who just came in and starting their holistic business. Well, great, now we've got your office set up. But what about when you go networking? What about when you're meeting a client? What energy do you bring with your clothes? And that's a whole nother piece that I get to look at you and say, okay, you're a water person. You need to be creative. Your clothes need to be creative. We need to express that. But what happens when you need to go give a lecture? And it maybe is, say, like a more corporate environment. Well, we still honor your essence, but know how to express your wardrobe so it fits the environment you're going to talk to. But then next week you're going out to a more spiritual base. Okay, great. Now we're going to look at your clothes and say, well, this is going to work better based on the shape and the fabrics and your body type and your coloring. So we look at all those pieces so that when you show up to any event, when you show up to a client, they look at you and they go, wow, this girl's confident. She knows who she is because I can see it in her style. You see it in someone's style, you're going to hire them. You're going to want to work with them because they present themselves and they show up as their authentic self. So that's where the fashion feng shui comes together so nicely and complements the feng shui, because when you have the solid foundations going, you know who you are. You're going to find your ideal clients. You're going to make better choices in your business. You're going to network in places that really show up with your ideal clients because you know who you are and what you want.
Love it. Because it's a whole package. It's not just, you know, clean up the bedroom and you'll sleep tight. This is like, you know, clear out the clutter in all of your areas, You know, have your, even have your brand match who you are, your website match who you are, your office match who you are. I mean, this is about a lifestyle. I mean, this isn't just clean out your car and watch the big bucks roll in. This is really about getting in tune with who you are and how to make it all come together. And so you can clear the chakras or clear the energy. Is that, I don't, what do you guys use? Chi? Clear the chi?
Clear the chi, clear the energy, so your chi is flowing in a balanced way. And it's really all about gaining confidence to understand your style, who you are, because you're going to save yourself money and time. Because when you know how to shop for your home, because your style is, you know, metal, refined, elegant, or you're creative in this, you're not going to waste time going to Home Goods if you really want to be really in Bloomingdale. And the same thing comes down to your wardrobe, too. You can wake up in the morning knowing that your closet is full of clothes that are going to honor you. And when you get the call for the interview or you need to fill in for somebody else and you've got that big gig going on, you have the right clothes and you're prepared. So it saves you time, it saves you energy, and you're more confident and people can understand, I know who this person is because she knows who she is and knows how to express it.
That is right. People do take notice of that. They know.
Yeah.
They absolutely know. I mean, no matter what you do for a living, if you're a healer, if you help with nutrition, or if you're a business coach, I mean, it really shows. I mean, people are noticing. People are paying attention to what you're doing, whether it's in social media or it's you inviting them to your house, you inviting them to your office. I mean, their awareness, they're in tune. So I think this is really important for people to maybe look around their office right now, look around their house. Maybe they need a little tidying up, you know? And I mean, this is also to improve relationships. I mean, a lot of people, you know, dealing with, you know, issues from at home with children, this and that. Maybe that's why, you know, parents want you to tell their kids to go clean their bedroom. Clear out the chi.
With parents, because when they tell me they have a child that is really neat, and then I've got their child who's really cluttered, and I say, well, let me do a little astrology on them, and I'll say, oh, this is an earth person. They like to have a lot of stuff around them. So when the parent can understand that that's just the nature of the child, they kind of back off and say, okay, I know this is just how my child needs to operate. They need to have a lot of things around them. Maybe they've got the one that's organized, and they say, well, okay, that's the metal one. When they get those components, then they kind of back off, and they leave their room, you know, alone, and they say, okay, then I don't have to worry about this. But I'll give you one last success story, and that was I had a mom who had three girls living in one room, and there was bunk beds. So I said, you know, how does the one on the bottom feel about, you know, the bottom bunk? And she said, well, she doesn't like it. And I said, well, think about it. If that's her older sister who was sleeping on top, who's achieving everything and who's so, you know, great and so wonderful in his popularity, and here's the younger one sleeping on the bottom below her every time, you know, and it's energy coming down on her and it's kind of dark and uncomfortable. I will never forget the phone call I got the next day after I told her, you know, take the beds down. She was like, led her to jump over the phone and say, that was the greatest gift you could ever have given me. So I got my daughter back for the first time in I don't know how long. Her daughter came down, happy as can be. She said, my daughter is back. She's excited, and all from just taking down the bunk bed. And just a little change like that could be so empowering, because nobody realizes that, you know, the way the bunk bed is set up, what they can really mean to one person or the other. So I'll never forget that call, because she was the happiest mom I've ever talked to.
That is so cool. I absolutely love that story. That was a brilliant story to leave us with. So I'm sure we've got people on the line, you know, wanting to know about more about how you work with people. Tell us about your services.
Sure. Well, I'm excited because I am now set up to do consultations virtually. So clients can book consultations with me where they can send me pictures, send me a floor plan. We book the consultation, and they can do it Skype or on the phone, either way. And I am able to I've had such success with this, but I'm able to look at your space through the pictures, through the floor plan, and I give you on-the-spot recommendations. I also follow the report that tells you where to shop. I give you samples of things, everything from a bedspread down to, you know, colors to paint your kitchen. So that's one way. I also do virtual clearings. So if you are trying to sell your house or you've had an illness or maybe you've had some, it's true, but a lot of people have had people die in the home. I can energetically, again, you send me pictures. We meet on the phone or Skype, and I do an energetic clearing. And I also do that with the fashion feng shui.
So how does that work? How do you do an energetic feng, how do you do that on the phone, the energetic clearing?
Basically what I do is I tune into the space and I start going through these layers and I'm tuning in to see if the energy I'm picking up is predecessor chi, which could be anything from somebody who's lived there before you, that we don't realize that we can take on somebody's chi, so that's why it's important when you move into a new space to have it cleansed. It could be environmental, it could be electric magnetic fields, it could be geopathic stress. And so I basically go through as I'm tuned into your space and I start looking at the layers of what blocks are coming up and I just release whatever needs to be released depending on your space.
So do it like just through seeing pictures or do they walk around with their camera and you can see?
Pictures. I also do Google Maps so I can tune in as long as sometimes I can't always get to the house the way the Google Maps is, but if they send the picture and everything, I can basically tune in. And then I clear the client and anyone living in the house because once you clear the house, you don't want to bring in your energy too. So then I work with the clients and I start clearing them. And sometimes clients will come back to go for more clearings because there's a lot going on. Because it's like an onion. You're peeling back another layer, another layer, another layer. So, you know, depending on how much stuff you've got going on, what we call that invisible backpack we're carrying around, I simply go through all those layers to start clearing and shifting the energy.
That's so cool. And so tell us your website so people can go check out your services.
My website is www.christinebeauvais.com. And I'm hoping that everything will be finalized for my new website to be up and ready to go. And you can sign up. I have a great free offer that you can get 5 video tips to get you started that will teach you how to improve your wealth, your office, your relationships, start fashion feng shui, and space clearing. So definitely sign up for that. And then if you have any questions, you can just email me at Christine@ChristineBeauvais.com.
And yeah, and I'll leave your the spelling and everything of your name in the circle so people can find you. We have some news to share. I'm so excited to share our news. So Christine and I have decided to partner up. We are officially joint ventures and we have an amazing program that we're offering and I want to have her introduce it because it's all about feng shui and making more money.
Yeah, I'm excited to be teamed up with Angel. I think this is really going to be a fabulous talk because if you enjoyed what we talked about tonight, what we're going to do is take you through a two-part series where we're going to talk about how to set up your office with feng shui so you are prepared for success, you are prepared to make that money, to generate those ideal clients, to rock your business, and we're going to help you with your office, but with your website. Because we want to show you how important it is that it's like when people come to your home, you're the host, right? You invite them in and you want them to sit down and have a good time. Well, the same thing is with your website. And we have some really great tips from everything about the layout to the colors of your website that will align with your office. And the two together are going to be so powerful. But guess what? What we're doing for you is we're eliminating all the stress. Because Angel and myself have been through it. We've been through our ups and downs. We've made the mistakes. And we are going to create for you a simple process. We're going to give you resources. We're going to give you tips so that you can just get started, get energized, and get your way to success.
Yeah, make more money and get more clients. It's all about financial prosperity. This is going to be something to remember. And I'm so excited because, we're just, what, we've got like a few weeks, a month? I mean, it's pretty soon here.
Yes, pretty soon. And we are excited for you. And what we're going to do is because of we really want someone to get a little special offer. What we're asking you to do is to visit our website, moneymagnetismwithfengshui.com, and we're just going to ask you to submit your name, and we are going to choose one lucky winner to have a free ticket to our teleclass. So that means that you will have the teleclass, the two-part series for free. But in order for you to do that, we need for you to sign up at www.moneymagnetismwithfengshui.com and submit your name, and then we'll pick a lucky winner, and we'll be advertising the date and what else do we
Yeah, well, that same website will be more information as soon as we're ready to launch it. But as long as you sign up, put your name and your email address in the little box on that page, you'll be the first to hear about, the early bird special for those of you who don't win the free ticket. But we want you to fill out your information and win that free ticket. So definitely check out the website. And as soon as we're ready to launch, you guys are going to be the first to know. So this has been so cool. I'm so excited to continue our journey together. I know our product is just so cool, and I think everybody's just going to appreciate all the wonderful things that you're going to share with Feng Shui in that program. So thank you so much, Christine, for being a guest on the Holistic Circle.
Thank you, Angel, and I'm so excited to be here, and it was really wonderful to chat with you, and I hope all the listeners will get inspired and want to make changes. And please, I want you all to come to the class because I think you will benefit definitely from all that we're going to share with you.
Cool. Well, until next time, this is Angel Quintana with angelquintana.com, and you are listening to a call from the Angels Holistic Circle, and we will talk to you next month. All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye.